Jesus said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a big crash." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I wonder if you've ever made a list of the things that you value, the things which are really important to you, the things which you'd build your life around. 15 seconds just to turn to the person next to you and say something that you, one thing that you really value, one thing that's really important to you. 15 seconds, go. Okay, I hope you both had a chance to say something and listen to something. Because if our values are sound, then we'll be able to withstand whatever storms life throws at us. Whether that's sickness, whether it's broken relationships, whether it's money worries, whatever. Our values are the foundations of our lives. Now, the story we've been having today, there were once two men, each with their own grand design for a new family home. And they each bought their plot of land, they drew up their plans, and they set to work building their dream house. One of them built on shallow foundations, straight on top of the sand. And the other built on the rock, digging down to solid foundations like the team on this side did. Both built good houses. There you'd have to say, the one on the sand has a bit more curb appeal, doesn't it? And a stunning view out to sea. But then the storm came. Now I'm going to need some sound effects from people here. The wind first got up, so make wind noises. It's difficult to do that loud, isn't it? And then it started to rain. Now, one finger first, a little pitter of rain, two fingers, three fingers, four fingers. Oh, it's teeming with rain, teeming with rain. And the lightning flashed. And the thunder crashed. The houses shook, as if you're on jelly. The house on the rock stood firm. And the house on the sand fell flat. In the morning, there was just a pile of rubble left. Now, the things we value form the foundations that we build our lives on. How firm are your foundations? Jesus wasn't actually a first century Kevin MacLeod. He wasn't all that interested in how well you designed or built the place where you live. But he's much more interested in how well you build your life. How firm are your foundations? What are the values which your life is built on? Have they stood the test of time, or do they just shift? You know, like changing fashions. The story of the wise and foolish builders comes right at the end. Oh, I didn't mean to go on to that yet. Let me go back. Okay. The story of the wise and foolish builders comes right at the end of what we know as the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus has been teaching for quite a while, and it's teaching which we know very well. It's stood the test of time. It's teaching on how to live life well. And at the end of the sermon, Jesus says, well, now it's up to you. You've got to put into action what I've been teaching. If you do, he says, then your life will be like the house built on the rock. Rock solid against the storms life will throw at you. But if you don't, your life will be like that on the sand, the shifting sands of time. And really, what happens to that when storms come? It falls flat. Jesus gives us rock solid values to live by. This is where I wanted to show this. Yes, when the storms come, whether it's a relationship that breaks down, an illness or a sickness in the family, whether it's redundancy or financial problems, if your life isn't built on the solid foundation of Jesus' teaching, then it will crumble like the house on the sand and fall flat. Jesus gives us solid values to live by, like love for God and love for our neighbours before love for ourselves, like faithfulness in marriage and integrity in relationships before self-interest, firm foundations to build our lives on. We've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount throughout this term, in the messy churches and in Sunday Morning Live. And we've seen sometimes just how difficult it is to do that, to follow Jesus' teaching. But we've also seen that Jesus himself will help us live a faithful life. And he's given us a prayer to use on our journey through life. It's a prayer that we learn early on in life, perhaps, and then can use and say whenever we need to cry out to God. It's a prayer we've learnt to say as the Lord's Prayer, to live life his way. We're going to say it together. We're going to follow it off the screen so that we've all got the words and some pictures to go with it. And after this, we'll sing our final song.